Can anyone see that? The Villa Park Cavalry is coming on the European charge. Kamara back, Cash back, Coutinho back, Bailey back. We have some positive news, Villa fans, and I think you're all going to like it. So, Coutinho returned to training on Monday and will be assessed ahead of a potential return to the squad on Saturday. Kamara returned to training on Wednesday and Unai Emery will decide on his potential involvement tomorrow. Bailey also returned to training on Wednesday and will be continued to be assessed ahead of the trip to Molineux on Saturday. And Matty Cash made his return to training on Thursday and the boss will also decide on his potential involvement tomorrow. Who's feeling more confident now? Because I know I am. The cavalry has come to help Aston Villa out. And boy, do we need that little bit of energy, that spark, that bit of extra quality that you just need right at the end of your season. So we saw Brighton beat Manchester United. So fifth and sixth looks pretty difficult for Aston Villa. But seventh is the last remaining spot for the Europa Conference. And in my opinion, that is our shootout. It's our shootout between us and Tottenham. I think personally, 7 points still will get us that spot. And that has a victory over Spurs in there as well. So there's been an interesting interview with John McGinn speaking about all things Aston Villa. He spoke about the positive reaction and he's desperate to get one over on Wolverhampton Wanderers. On Europe, he said it's huge motivation. It's been a great journey and he's exciting and he's determined more than ever. He spoke about his role in the side as well on that right-hand side, of it being a little bit more advanced. He said it's different. He's learning and he's willing to adapt. And he also likes it when he goes two up top and he's really enjoying it. He's excited by more learning and hopefully the goals and the assists will come. He's also touched on his injury this season, saying that he's always been robust and it was his first hamstring injury. And life on being a captain, he's enjoyed it. He loves the responsibility. It takes more on him personally when we lose a game. But his one aim now is to lead Aston Villa into Europe. So real positive stuff. Loving the vibes. I love the vibes on a Thursday, on a Friday. You know, when the press conference drops, when Unai speaks, we all listen. And I just absolutely love it. So what has Unai Emery said then on his press conference? He said that he spoke about on Coutinho. He said, Emery, on the condition of the squad, we are slowly adding players to training. This week has been fantastic. The next step is to analyse individually if we can use them. So hopefully, you know, it's not like they just rock up back at training and then they have to sort of do loads and loads of sessions. I've seen Cash on the bike. They've all been doing like strength and the conditioning work. So hopefully, you know, four of them or three of them are going to be involved in that match day squad, which would just be absolutely massive. On the possibility of European qualification, we knew that this was the most difficult step, of course. Yesterday, Brighton won. Liverpool are winning a lot of matches. Emery has also spoke about his ambition to get Aston Villa into the Champions League as well. And he's also spoke about whether we get in Europe or not isn't going to determine what players we sign. He is only going for quality players. So again, you know, that's just fantastic as well. You know, the ambition of him and the whole club at the minute is just absolutely fantastic. He's also added that we are going to fight against Brighton, against Tottenham and against Brentford. I like to play a lot of matches. If we are in more competitions, it is better. And I just think that's just what he wants to be involved in. You know, who wants to be playing 38 games a season? I haven't seen any fans moaning about whether they would take Conference League or not. But for me, I would take whatever European competition comes our way. If it's Conference League, I am more than happy to be playing in the Conference League on a Thursday. I don't care what competition is. I only want the best for Aston Villa. I'm not one of these that just sit on the side and think, excuse. Oh, well, if we do this, then what if we end up like West Ham? Doesn't even come into my mind. We are in a new dawn at Aston Villa and we need to be playing in European football, so in a European competition. So that's what I'm looking for. So he's also mentioned on the Old Trafford defeat, my ambition and obsession is to improve and to analyse each match with the players. It's another match to use to improve and analyse. And I think that's just like how I've been looking at it, really. You know, I was looking at the game against United and I was disappointed because we can do better. I know we can do better. And I just think to keep saying that they're tired. You know, you heard what McGinn's saying about relishing and wanting to get into Europe. You know, they've just got to fight and use every ounce of what they've got left to try and get into these European positions. So I think it's absolutely massive. I think it's fair to analyse because it was below the standard that we've been setting. So I think now it's about the reaction at the Molyneux to get that next step and to get that victory, because it is a big game for Villa and I do think we've got to win it. Like it's a must-win game in the situation that we're in. If we're going to try and go for fifth and sixth, then it is a must-win game. And I think it's so important that we can just keep bettering the results of Spurs as well. Emery on the 1-1 draw with Wolves in January. I think it will be different. They are now better and we are now better. Hopefully we are better, because I thought in that 1-1 draw we weren't very good at all for the first 50 minutes, and then we grew it back into that game. It was the one where Bailey rounded the keeper and well, sort of took it wide and missed. So we do have to be better. And I think we've got to start. I think we've got to look at this Wolves game as a derby. I think as Villa fans, we see the rivalry, but we don't feel it as a derby. But I think Wolves do. Like, I think they really feel it as a derby, and I think they really get up for it. So I think it's so important that we do the same, because we all know in derbies that anything can happen. So I think we've got to have that bit of a derby mentality going into this one. How he has also spoke about the possibility of Europe. No, he hasn't actually. I think that's all from what Emery said. No, it's not. We will have our supporters there at the Molyneux. We are going to try and connect with them and be strong together. Our idea is to play well, to control the game more than they want us to. Each individual duel will be very important. My experience tells me that after a defeat like at Brighton, they will be stronger. And I think that's what we've been saying all week. So it's about winning your battles, winning your duels, get that derby mentality in our heads as well, and just control that game and show our quality as well. So a buzzing press conference. Emery's absolutely buzzing. It feels like we're just going in that one direction. Let's get that victory at the Molyneux. Bring them 3 points back to B6. Let's do Spurs next weekend as well. And then we are well and truly in the frame for European football. So if you are new, subscribe. Up the Villa.